Chevra, we have a few minutes. We still have a few minutes before we can begin reciting Slichos, so I want to share a quick thought to hopefully set the mood and inspire us all as we really launch the period of the Yamim Noraim, so we officially start this incredibly important time of the year. It's already after 1 o'clock in the morning. We're exhausted. It was a long Shabbos. It's literally the middle of the night. And there's a piece of us that just wants to deposit slichus. We want to get through it. We want to finish what has to be said. Get into bed, fall asleep, and call it a night. But the Beis Aaron, Rav Aaron Karliner, says it's a terrible mistake, the expression, the phrase that we use, to say slichus. What time are you saying slichos? Where are you saying slichos? Did you say slichos yet? Said Rav Aaron Karliner, you don't say slichos. You're mevakish slichos. You ask, you request, you plead with your heart. You pour your heart into slichos. They're not something that's simply said, but they're something that are requested. It's something we pour our heart into. In fact, this isn't simply a Chassidish Shavuot, Rav Aaron Karliner, but it appears in the Tur, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. He writes, Kol Amosiv Levakesh Rachamim. Whoever intensifies their request for Hashem's mercy during this time, whoever pours their heart more intensely, more authentically, more sincerely into prayer during this time, Zechus Hi Lo. What a merit! What a merit it is for that person as they go into the Yamim Noraim. That we don't get away with the least. We don't minimize the opportunity. We don't simply deposit. We don't say slichos. We're mevakish. We pour out our hearts. Pasuk famously says, Dirshu Hashem bihi matzo, k'ru b'yoso karov. Call out to Hashem when He's close. Call out to Him when He's accessible to us. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yerches tells us, Eilu Yomim, when is it that Hashem is so accessible? When is it that we can have such an audience with Him? When is it HaMelech Basad, the King is in the field? These are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's when we can most easily connect. But the Meiri in his Chibur HaTshuva says no. The Pasuk is not limited to describing Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance. Says the Meiri, it's a description of the entire month of Elul. That even though there are other times of the year that we struggle to connect, that we feel distanced, that we want to be inspired, but it doesn't come so easily. But the period of Elul, and I would argue tonight, as Elul transitions into Slichos and launches the official start of the Yamim Noraim, Dirshu Hashem Bihim Matzo. Call out to Hashem. Don't just say slichos. Don't just discharge the obligation or recite the words. But dirshu, be a doresh. Be a mevakish. Even at 1:10 in the morning. To pour our hearts into the search, into the opportunity, into the chance of a lifetime to have an audience with the Almighty. It was a story that was originally recounted in an interview on Israeli radio station. And I end with this story, but trust me, we're not yet at the time that we can begin Slichos. We will start at the first opportunity. It was a gentleman who had been brought to England on the Kinder transport. His life was saved in the Holocaust. And on Israeli radio, he told the following story. He was living in an orphanage with other refugees when one day the teacher entered in a state of great excitement, tremendous enthusiasm, and proclaimed, told the students there that King George VI was coming, and that these children, many of whom were survivors who had come on the Kinder transport, were going to have an opportunity to see the king. And so all the children were ordered to go to their room and to put on their finest clothing, to scrub their faces, and to have the best appearance possible in preparation with their meeting, the opportunity, the chance to see the king. Along with the other residents of the street, the school children turned out on the pavement. There was a great sense of anticipation. The king. But as the other spectators were aware, as it turned out, the meeting with the king was not exactly what the children had imagined. They weren't going to get to shake his hand or meet him in person. They were merely part of a welcoming party. They had lined the street, that when the king's fancy car would turn the corner and proceed past them, they would have the opportunity to wave. But nonetheless, for these children, young age, many of them refugees, the chance to even see the king in his car was an amazing opportunity. And so they were cheering and waving the flag as the car passed them at a processional pace. But the man on the radio that day recounted the story that for the boy standing next to him in line that day, watching the car pass was simply not enough. He broke ranks, he broke the rules, and he proceeded to chase the king's car down the road. And when he reached the vehicle, when he reached the car that was moving at the slow processional pace, he began to knock on the tire of the car. And with all of his might, he tried to get the attention of the driver to stop the car, to have a chance to talk to the king. And lo and behold, the car stopped. And the door opened and the boy stood face to face with King George VI. King George turned to the boy and he said, "What's the problem? How can I help you?" And the boy explained they had been told he would meet with the king and he wanted to thank him for having brought him to his country, for having rescued him from Europe. "However," continued the boy, "you see, I'm terribly lonely because my parents are still over there." The king looked at the boy and he said, "Tell me, what's your name? And what are the name of your parents? And tell me where you're from." And he thanked him and he bid him, on his way back to the rest of the children, he said farewell to the child. Now the boy was sure that he was going to be punished for breaking ranks, for chasing the king's car, for knocking on the door, for talking to the king, out of turn, out of line. But surprisingly, the school didn't make anything of the incident. Until a few weeks later, the headmaster summoned the boy to his office, and the boy was sure that now he'd be in trouble, now he'd be reprimanded. The headmaster wished to talk to him about the incident that had taken place, but instead of punishing him, he explained that the boy had made quite an impression on the king, so much so that King George had sent a gift. And with that, the headmaster opened the door of his office, and standing there waiting were the boy's parents. And the man on the Israeli radio that day recounted that story. And he said that for the past 60 years, he's asked himself every single day, "Why did I just stand there watching like everyone else? Why didn't I seize the moment and chase the king? Maybe if I had chased the king, I too might have yet seen my parents again." My friends, as we begin this period of Slichos, Tirshu Hashem Bihi Matzo, the Meiri says the king is out of the palace. We could stand on the sidelines, we could listen to Shim Kramer, was so privileged to have him with us. We can be spectators to Slichos. We can simply say Slichos and wave as Hashem walks by. Or like that boy, we can come and knock and kick the tires and insist we have an audience. Dirshu Hashem, we can be Dorshim Mevakshim. We could seek and we can search. We could demand an audience and have no regrets for the many, many countless things that are on our minds and in our hearts. There's no one sitting here who doesn't have something to daven for. And if you have nothing to daven for, you have the most to say thank you for. But every one of us knows somebody, if not in our immediate family or ourselves, who are in need of a refuah shlema, of a speedy and perhaps even a miraculous recovery. People who are sick and tired of being lonely, who finally want to meet their bashert and settle down. Others who are desperate to have children or grandchildren. Some who are in financial crisis or ruins. Others whose relationships are on the brink. But while it's the middle of the night, it's now 1:15 and we'll begin Slichos momentarily. We're exhausted and we just want to say Slichos and go to bed. I implore you, don't just wave at the king as he passes by, but take advantage of the opportunity, Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzo. Kra'uhu, call out to him from your innermost heart. Read the Slichos in English. find a phrase which catches your attention and meditate on it. Close your eyes and talk to Him from your heart. What we're sorry for, what we ask forgiveness, where is our regret, what is our promise and pledge for the year ahead? Where do we need Him and what are we thankful for? What are our hopes and dreams and aspirations? And what do we want to object to and protest to those who are happening around us? Whatever's in your heart, don't keep it there. No matter what time of night. But take advantage of the opportunity for an audience with the King.